Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Soap Dish Salem Style. I am your host, Tony Ann, and with me this week, I've got Michael and Ariette. Say hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, also known as Mavra Walters.
Oh, Michael, we have missed you. The team is now complete. And we can jump right into our headlines because we have no news this week. So,
No
first on
news is good news considering these days.
That is true.
True.
That is true. That never used to be true for us, but
Oh
it is
Lord.
definitely true
Don't.
recently.
We get a ding now, we be like, oh shit, what now?
Yeah.
Basically. But our first headline is Tate is relocated to a facility in Salem. He refuses to see Brady, but reconsiders after a talk with John and Teresa. This, I think, was probably one of my favorite parts of the whole week. I'm so happy that Tate is back. I love the
She's now Teresa.
she's 100% now Teresa. I absolutely like seeing her in this environment with Tate and Brady makes me hate the Alex Constantine of it all.
I agree. I'm not overly
I
like
thought we were supposed to be getting that wedding soon.
we
That Day of
Michael
Days
is coming this
promo.
spring, I think.
That wasn't
Or
in the Day
summer.
of Days promo. They literally filmed that wedding in January.
Why do I feel like I've seen it? We
Because
haven't
we've
seen it.
talked about it a bunch.
Okay,
I'm
that's
not
why.
overly like feeling this whole family per se, but this is where Teresa works. I am so over like the Alex of it all, but here's where she works, and I,
Yeah, they should have started with this. If we
yeah.
were trying to get used to the actress being a new character, a legacy character that spent a huge chunk of the 2010s in our faces, they should have started with characters that we know this character has connections to.
And
Exactly.
I'll be honest, I cannot picture Jen Lilly doing this. Jen Lilly's Teresa as a mom to a teenage son, it just I my brain is just
She's
not
too
computing that.
young. That plus. She would have played Teresa as a huge ass martyr. I
Like
feel
the
as if Emily's Teresa very much is where we needed to see Teresa in the 2020s.
just need them
She's
to give her a
grown.
better wig.
Yeah, she's grown
Can we ditch the wig?
for a portion.
Please,
Can they
please.
just
For a
like
portion.
color her hair like in
Listen,
Emily?
if they were willing to spray paint Patrika Darbo's hair for the Nancy stuff, they can do something better than what they've got going with Emily right now.
Because that's distracting a bit.
It doesn't make sense to me why. I mean, yeah, Kim was a blonde, but we saw a huge chunk of her being a redhead. So I'm not understanding why we just can't change the colors around, give her a new wig. Hell, Charles was a brunette
This
or
is
black hair.
exactly like when after Judy played Bonnie the first time and she came back in as Adrian, they threw a red wig on her so that basically we can have a
Differentiate.
neat differentiate between the two because apparently they think the audience is stupid and needs a neon sign above everybody's head saying this is not the original character.
Is Adrian. This is
This
Bonnie.
Exactly. So that's essentially what we're doing now with the wig.
Hadn't it been like a decade between like when Bonnie first aired and when
Well,
Adrian last aired?
the wig made sense at first. At first, because remember Jen Lilly came in as a blonde. So it made sense at first, but we're several months beyond that now.
They can
Well,
just
you got
dye
to
her
throw in, oh,
if she
Teresa, you
wants to.
changed your hair, and we'll be done with this.
They don't even have to acknowledge it, to be honest. They could just do it. It's fine. Like people change their hair all the time. I did.
Yeah.
But I was so happy that they actually used actual history that we saw on screen to explain to Tate why he was relocated to California. Like, it wasn't history we didn't.
Didn't Eve fuck that up too?
Yes, but one thing led to the other. So what had, because I had to go back to double check because I was debating this on Twitter earlier this week, but
I like this callback because this is my days here.
because what
That
had
was the
happened.
days I was scheduling my college courses around.
Yeah, even Victor planted the drugs on Teresa to make Teresa look like an unfit mother. JJ took the blame and said they were his. And then Teresa basically insinuated that he killed Deimos or knew that he had evidence because he had Nicole's murder confession.
And then Eve carried that on because she really didn't want the baby anyway, because she felt like the baby was gonna get between her and Brady and push him towards Teresa. So she planted drugs in his bathroom sink.
No. She planted the drugs on Teresa to make sure that Brady could keep
Oh
custody.
yeah.
Yeah,
Okay,
that was
now
what I
I
was trying to
remember it.
remember. Was
Yeah,
that
she planted
I just
she
remember Eve planting the drugs and Brady being pissed, and that was what ended Bree.
Yes, because he got pissed because what they did led to what Teresa did, which ultimately led to
Her leaving for California, him
her leaving
losing the
for Cal.
baby anyway. Yep.
Exactly. So then that's what broke up Brady and Eve, which allowed for Brady and Kristen to have the Nashville sex, which allowed for the EJ thing. And then they came back from Nashville, you know, he came back from
Then
Nashville. They,
Nicole died in Nashville.
yes.
Yes, because the facility burned down.
Exactly.
And
So
that's
he,
how EJ ended up being a
a mummy,
Slim Jim.
yes. Okay, now we might be naming the episode Slim Jim. But so I enjoyed that they actually used the real history on screen and they didn't try to subvert the history that we saw into something else. I was also very
What
proud
an
of
era.
I was also very proud of Teresa for coming clean about the OD because she didn't have to.
Again, this is why Emily was needed in that role, because I don't think Teresa, Jen Lilly's Teresa, could have conveyed that much growth. She would have played it as if she was a martyr in that situation.
And then it was just, and then once Brady actually got to see Tate, it was really nice to just kind of see them reconnecting. Because I'll be honest, Tate's anger at
Lord,
Brady.
and I know this is random. I wish Isabella was here to see this.
His mom.
Yes, I really wish Isabella was here to see this. And I know that's random as hell, but I thought about that seeing these scenes.
That would actually, I actually, you know, that'd be really kind of cool if Isabella would have been able to see, you know? That really would have been awesome. But it was just, it was
Now that's a
honestly,
return from the dead I would like to see. Sorry.
I don't only because her death was so poignant and beautiful. I would not want them to touch that. There are some
Yes,
deaths
but
that,
also at the same time, I get where you're going with that because I feel the same way, but also stakes that would have. Because let's not sugarfoot. Isabella's death changed the trajectory of days in
oh
multiple
yeah,
ways, not just in Jarlena and Rolena.
yeah, no, Isabella's death is a fixed point where if you go back and you change that one thing, the entire trajectory of the next 30 years are different.
So just having her back on the canvas alive after all this time.
Couldn't they have what they did in the 2000s?
What do you
As in
mean?
have her be the ghost.
Yes.
I wouldn't hate that. Like, if there was some, like, I would not mind if, say, like, in the midst of all this drama with Tate, Brady's just having a really, really bad day and just has a dream of his mother.
That would be great. And it would
I
tie,
would be nice.
because he had
I would love
her
that.
guiding him through a lot in like
Through
2002.
Chloe's cancer, like, because when he moved into that loft, that kind of started the whole story, which I loved that story. And then she came back, and she has actually had scenes with Eric because He had visions of his mother when he was burying Vivian alive.
Yeah, that's true.
But also, we will have to do that thing where we shut our brains off, because, you know, if we get Stacey Gleason back, she would have aged. And, you know, we get upset when they have people aging up in heaven.
I mean, we did get upset when we saw Zach, and we were like, what the fuck?
See, I always say to myself that in heaven you can appear however you want to be, so you're going to manifest yourself as in the way that the person who's looking at you would want to see you. So in my head, Hope always kind of imagined her son all grown up and what age he also would be instead would of be, the age he.
But also, it would be impossible, like, if they were to get the original actors, they're all not old, but older.
But they grew up too. Yeah, no, exactly.
So they would have to get like new actors that were like.
We're similar looking.
Yeah, we're similar looking. We have no tie to. This version of Zach actually aired once. So we have to rock with it. If it were to happen with Brady and Isabella, we would have to deal with it. But like. It is what it is. We cannot stop people from aging.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, we got very upset last
time. With Zach, I can get it. Like, he was 6 years old?
Conspiracy theory, yeah. Trying to figure out how Tom and Alice looked, and everybody was aging. It was just a big old shit show.
It was. But to get us back on track, I do also want to add, too, I love John in grandpa mode.
Yeah.
Yes, like, I like this.
I would prefer to watch that over the whole Constantine and Pawn mess. I'm sorry, all who are listening and are fans of it. I just hate that story.
We'll get there later.
Because I left it off the outline because it was not good this week.
Okay. Well, let me just be honest with y'all. I don't care. I don't give a fuck about Constantinople's daughter. It's not good. I don't care. I don't know that damn lady. That bitch could have been crumpled up by a trash compactor. I don't care. That shit was 30 damn years ago. Reagan was president. Get over it, old
not
man.
Even 30, 40.
Exactly.
But I will also say this too. It's hard to care about the story when it's centered on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Steve getting so much focus in a story that should be about John's past?
Now hold on. Now this really finna piss me off because you got me defending Steve. In dialogue, in context, it does make sense why it's focused on Steve. Because John can't remember that.
That is true, but he's tormenting Steve rather than tormenting John.
Hold on. He knows John doesn't remember it. So now if we get to a point where John starts having dreams and remembering the shit, and then it's still focused on
how
Steve,
the fuck are they gonna pull that off? If they're gonna do flashbacks,
Days of Our Lives.
Is he gonna put on a mullet? Like a wig? This is not.
It also doesn't help that it completely flies in the face of the history of the pond that we do know, including Steve's history with it.
We have seen flashbacks of young John beating the shit out of people. They can edit a woman into the mix.
Yeah, it's going to be a shit show. I'm sorry. This story is just shit show. The real way back to this story, like that we were talking about, this is where I'm enjoying John more than the other stuff.
Is when he came in and he said, hey, Tater, I melted. I was like, oh, Grandpa John is the best ever.
See him teaching Tate how to use a gun and all that good stuff. I would like someone in John's bloodline to get into the spy business. Or Roman's bloodline. Why is nobody doing the spy things anymore? I know we can't afford the location shoot, but still, I would like to see some spy business going on with the younger generation. They got Steve and John up in a cash retirement and Social Security in a few. Hell, they are. They in their 70s and 60s. They cash in Social Security. They shouldn't be the only ones handling the spy business.
That part.
But do we have anything else to add on the Tate of it all before we move on to the next thing?
More younger generation stories, please.
That part.
More younger generation characters. We're missing a teen scene.
Yeah, because Tate and Holly are not on, cannot be the entirety of the teen scene. But our next headline is Clyde orders Stefan to kill Harris. Harris turns the tables on him and convinces him to work for him instead. And Harris figures out who the mole at the Salem PD is. This is so fucking dumb. This is so fucking dumb. This is so fucking dumb.
I don't Stefan care is, anymore.
I enjoy Stefan, it.
Okay, Stefan is just walking around the hospital in scrubs without a mask on.
Without a mask.
With that, but he big did put on the mask on
his face.
30 seconds before he went into the hospital room. Before
not
that,
certain,
he's just
not
30 walking.
Seconds. He was walking around barefaced for a good 30 minutes.
And it made no sense because you're Stefan DeMera. People are going to know your face. You're on the fucking board of the hospital.
And you don't have recognizable facial hair.
Yes, which thank God will be leaving soon, because
well, it's growing on me now, but still,
no, it needs to disappear.
It's giving like mustache twirling villain, almost.
He's giving really. He might be giving mustache twirling face, but he is not giving mustache twirling acting at all.
I don't know. I don't hate it because things are happening in the story. I hate some aspects of it, of course, which I've talked about. But overall, like, I don't know. I do think it's silly that he would be able to overtake, think he would be able to actually drug and kill Harris in the hospital room.
Well, he couldn't shoot him, so we had to, you know. But
yeah,
this wasn't even his plan. This was Clyde's plan.
Yeah.
Clyde is not the brightest bulb. So, you know.
If they know this man is doing all this, why is they not putting him in solitary?
Probably because he has people paid. Listen, I have stopped asking these questions because we just have to accept
what's
that
the
Clyde.
DA?
What does Clyde have over the people who's working for him?
I don't fucking know, but we, I mean,
why are they working for him?
They have written Clyde Weston as the omnipotent, all-knowing, big evil since he got to town in 2014, and it has never made a lick of sense. It didn't make sense then, it doesn't make sense now, it will never make sense. The only thing that makes sense is Clyde Weston and death. And I will be manifesting that until it happens because I am
that's a contender
tired.
For the podcast title. You know what? We're gonna do a poll on Twitter because we have some good ones this week.
What did I say?
Clyde Weston and Death.
Okay.
Was a good one.
Well,
that
yeah.
was a good one. I screamed internally.
I found it like funny when I was gonna say Jason, but when Harris grabbed Stefan's arm.
Oh, he was basically Jason in a hospital gown.
Yeah,
that
was
you were
like,
right the first time.
Yeah, I was gonna get there. I was like, that felt like
bro,
Jason.
Bro.
What?
I literally had to turn my TV off and back on because I thought it switched to Hulu and I was watching General Hospital.
Because the amount of times that Jason has actually done that to Johnny Zakara when Brandon was on GH, hilarious. So I was,
in the hell in time of GH? Did I fall asleep and wake up?
The hilarious part for me was like after Stefan left and he's like just Harris.
He just
goes
back
like,
to the bed and lays back down.
And like wheezing and collapsing, like that took all the life force out of him. I was, it's hilarious.
Well, it did. He literally just had surgery. That's why I'm not understanding how that happened. He just woke up from a coma.
Not a coma.
Not a coma.
Oh, man. Ava, why was she dressed And I know this is from last week, but I wasn't here. Why was she dressed like a early 2000s first grade teacher?
Ooh.
No early 2000s first grade teacher wore that denim muumuu.
Yes, they did. With
Who are
the
you talking about?
black Ava, with the
Ava's
black
outfit,
skirt behind it,
the black
that
sweater
jean
with the
dress.
denim. I like that.
Oh, our well, you are studying to be a teacher. It tracks. It
Oh.
tracks.
What else happened in
Anyway,
this story? I guess
a
we can
whole
move
lot of
on.
nothing. Are we talking about Tripp and Wendy during this storyline? Because I didn't give a
No,
damn about that either.
I put them in other news because I absolutely
Oh,
the
and
amount
it's
of
a
fucks I did
short
not give.
outline, so
Like
we have to
the thing
cover
is though,
it.
we don't have to if you don't pick it or none of us pick it. But I was gonna say, shoot, I forgot. Anyway, it happened. I mean,
That's some Tripp and Wendy for you.
what else happened in this storyline?
I just wonder now what's going to happen with Xander because
Oh,
obviously.
I forgot about Xander in this
Okay, quick
story.
question. Are we picking up that Jake is very much jealous of Harris? So
Stefan? You mean
he wouldn't have
Stefan?
cared. Yeah,
Yes.
oh shit. Sorry. he's very much jealous of Harris because of Ava. What about Gabby?
Been
Don't you have to
asked.
go home to your wife?
I mean,
Yeah,
Yeah,
she's
I
in
mean, I
prison.
know it's a song lyric. You
Oh, okay.
know.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. The thing is, I'm kind of lost on Stefan. That's why I felt like this made sense for him because it made him kind of like more sinister, I guess. But it feels like right now it's coming off more from desperation. Rather than anything else, it just feels like he's desperate. He's trying to protect Gabby in prison, but
No.
it kind of does feel like that though, because
It stopped being that a minute ago once he betted Ava.
yeah, true.
it stopped being that once, like even before they betted Ava, he betted Ava once we
They
knew
were
they were,
flirting and yeah.
yeah.
But Stefan is gonna get the
Oh,
dragon
honestly, it
of his
moved. I'm
life.
sorry. It moved once Ava started comparing him to Jake.
Yeah.
What was the point of that? That was I
So
felt
to awaken Stefan's feelings.
to alert the audience that we were gonna go here. But hot take, I think I would actually like this storyline a lot better if Jake was the one. Because I think the big disconnect for me is I
I'm
don't
not gonna
buy.
lie. I'm not gonna lie. I would not m mind seeing Stefan and Jake in a dual role on this show at this point.
Yeah,
Because now we're making moves. To where we have the audience thinking, well, damn, Jake maybe could have worked out with Ava. Or maybe this could have worked if we gave him a chance. You know what I mean?
because Jake gives more flunky energy than Stefan does. Stefan should be the one in the
Like, this is
Clyde
not some
position.
mess. This is not some mess that Stefan would be caught up in, per se.
And even if
And
it is,
it will make sense if Jake was in this role because Jake also dated the Gabby for a hot minute.
yeah. So it feels weird to me because I don't think that Stefan would be Steph. I said it last week. Stefan would not be Clyde Weston's bitch.
Yeah, he would have had him killed.
He would be the one ordering the hit on Harris. He would not be the one trying to take the
Oh
hit out
yeah,
and missing.
definitely if he was boning Ava. But then again, I think we're moving to we're moving the Damaris to chaotic good instead of chaotic evil.
I also think that this just goes to show that whoever is writing this story on the strike team does not actually understand how the Damaris move.
Well, I don't
Because
know because I don't know because they've moved EJ to a very much softer EJ, softer Damara light.
I'm not here for that.
But see, EJ taking the district attorney position specifically to make Stefan and Gabby's life harder while also being a royal dick to Tate. That's a Demera move. That's a power move that Demera would absolutely
that
do.
That makes sense.
Yes, but also EJ Demera would not have had Eric smiling and dancing all in the video like this. Stepfather to Holly be damned. This would not have been going on 10 years ago.
Mm-mm. True. Because we saw how well he handled stepfathers when it came to race.
Exactly. You need to leave.
Pretty much.
And Harris also figured out who the mole is. But my thing is, I need Harris to, like, remember that, well, make it known that he remembers who shot him and get Xander out from under this. Because it's not fair if you know that Stefan is the one who shot you and you're now going to use that to your advantage to try to take Clyde down. It is not cool to have Xander sitting in jail for something he honestly didn't do.
For what?
So that's my thing. Like, what, where is that going to go in terms of Harris? That's, my, you know, and Xander, that's my only question and concern.
Not going to lie. I would like to see this go to trial. And Sarah being very much the Marlena to Xander's John.
I'll be honest. I don't want to see it go to trial because I don't want to see Xander go to jail. Justin is his lawyer. Remember that.
Oh. And then we can't call bail.
Yeah. So. And even if they did call Belle, I don't know that Belle would take his case.
I don't think
she would
take the case, yeah.
I don't think she's going to defend the man who shot her mother. Granted, we can't acknowledge that he did that, but
I think everybody but Eric moved on from that somewhat. Well, Eric and John has moved on from that somewhat. Well, hell, even John's being cordial with Xander now that he didn't have the child. But, everyone but Eric has moved on from that, and that's only because everyone blamed Eric for Shuna.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They did. But should we move on to the next headline?
Yes.
Please.
Paulina's health continues to decline, and Eli and Lonnie come home to support her. Welcome home, Eli and Lonnie. Welcome home, Lonnie. You are out of jail. I am so happy that Lonnie is finally free.
Finally.
Having Eli and Lonnie in Salem feels like home.
Mm-hmm.
Eli's naked face aside.
Yeah, I have some thoughts that y'all probably not gonna like.
The way
we know you hate this because you hate everything Eli and Lonnie. We get it.
Okay, no, you didn't let me talk.
Before Michael says anything, I will just say the way the fam has been dragging his naked face, shaved face.
I said it to you. Lamone Archie is right next to Peter Reckle in the Men Who Do Not Look Good with Naked Faces Club.
Right. Like, we need that beard back. But anyway, before I go on about like Ilani's return, I want to hear what Michael has to say. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, so I have notes.
Oh.
Oh no. I'm okay. Nervous now.
Okay. So many hits, many misses in the story. First hit, Lonnie Price Grant. I have very much missed Lonnie. I've needed this. I think prison has done her well because she spent a whole week on screen and didn't bother me. I think this is Lonnie's
time. A week, she was there for one episode.
This was a long week, baby. It was long. Anyways,
I preferred to have her a week on days, like the entire week, right?
Anyways, I think this is gonna be Lonnie's signs.
You're a menace. But yes,
That
I
just
appreciate
might be our fourth option.
it.
Anyways, the Miss, Beardless Eli. I've come to a realization that Eli works my nerves. I
They
think
really
the
had
beard.
lines, sir.
Well, no.
Okay.
I'm not gonna go into that. I think the beard made it worse. The lack of beard made it worse. If you're going to cut it all off, coming from a beard man, who I've been barefaced, mustache, beard, all that, goatee, all that. If you're gonna cut it all off, a low fade is needed, bro. Another miss. Lack of aid memory. I get y'all want this story to be a long haul story. I really get, I really truly do.
I don't think they want it. I think the strike is necessitating it. I think if the strike hadn't happened and Ron was here and actually writing, I think Abe's memories would have resolved a hell of a lot sooner.
Fair, but my thing is, for me personally, they have Abe acting too familiar to be 8 months into not having his memory. Now, if this was two, maybe 3 years down the line, I would grant y'all that, but it's only been 8 months. And it just seems like Abe doing his regular Abe shit.
Just minus the suit.
Yeah. Very much that. And honestly, truly, I think because when he gets his memory and he's not mayor, we won't be seeing the suits again.
I
Any
will
other
agree
but
with her, Mrs.
no, not yet. I just would like some more clarity on the Abe thing. And also, if we're gonna have him being familiar with this his family again, at least show us them bonding so we can get to this point. It felt very weird him hugging Lonnie and being so comfortable when Lonnie has been in prison. Like, I get what they were trying to do, but they should have baby stepped it.
I feel like, or they at least should have had a line in there of
That
like,
they've
I
been
know,
keeping in contact every
not even
day.
that, not even that. It more to the point of listen, I know I don't know you because I don't have my memory, but you are the woman who saved me, therefore I feel a connection to you.
The thing is, yeah, I do feel like you feel he has a connection, like he feels that connection because when, remember last year, when Whitley was like drugging Lonnie. And Abe was like, no. Like,
Well, yeah, the person who was saving him was getting drugged. That means he was
no, but
unstable.
it came off in that moment that a sub like a subconscious
Yeah, it was
protective
playing that
parent
way.
thing was coming out in that moment. So like he wasn't consciously aware of it, but deep down he knew who Lonnie was and he was protecting
The
her.
thing is, he must have found out that she was in prison because when she left, I get it, it was right as he had lost his memories. And they wanted to, like, they didn't want to break his heart and, like, give him more things to be sad about. So they didn't say, they said she had to go away for a while. And that's basically how they told him that she was leaving, but that she didn't
I
say.
think they mentioned it a couple months later that he knew because by Christmas, Chanel basically said that Lonnie, like, I think Abe was in the room when Chanel said Lonnie's parole got delayed.
Yeah,
He
I think.
was. He wasn't.
Huh?
He wasn't.
He wasn't what?
He wasn't in the room. I remember that
Oh,
scene distinctly.
okay.
I don't know
Yeah,
why I remember that scene so
I.
vividly.
Probably because Chanel was looking extra shapely in that scene.
But yeah, like they had that on like on screen. They Lonnie was very careful of how she was telling him where she was going. She was not saying like I'm going to prison. She said I'm going away, back to DC, and that's it. Like that's what she said. It is DC, right?
Yeah, it is CC.
Yeah. So, I was curious, like, how did he find out? But obviously, it's been off screen. I guess, like, since he has been spending time with Paulina, maybe ha she has been giving him some information and like telling him about his family, her
Again,
family.
moments we should have seen on screen, but I
Exactly.
digress.
I agree. I don't disagree. I feel like a lot of beats have been missing, but you have to
Like, I
go
didn't
back.
like how they didn't have Eli and Lonnie mention the Horton house burning down.
That okay, that's the one miss that I have because they said in dialogue that the twins were with Doug and Julie. So clearly they're over at Maggie's because the Horton house is not a thing right now. So you're telling me that we don't even get a scene with Eli and Julie discussing the Horton house. We don't even get a moment of Eli reacting like
Or
this is
going over
just.
there.
Yeah, just I don't see like based on spoiler pictures, spoilers, and I usually don't read spoilers anymore. But when it comes to Ilani, I do because I want to be prepared to when I recap and stuff like that. There's nothing mentioning Eli or Julie or the Hortons like in context of airing together. So we'll see what happens, but. It's frustrating because how do you have that in dialogue that they drop the kids off? They haven't. Did y'all go to the Kiriakis mansion? Because y'all can't be like leaving the kids at the Horton house because it burned down. So it didn't make sense. But with that said, I would have loved to have seen the kids, and I would have loved to see Thomas, Charlotte, Carver and Jules together. I know Michael is screaming
With baby
internally.
Victoria, so Michael could actually tolerate the scene.
I mean, he likes Carver and Jules.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
I know he hates the name.
I mean, I think Michael calls Jules Juju.
I don't like the names
But you
at all.
remember on Twitter you said you were going to call her Juju?
Yeah, because I didn't like Julie at all.
It's not Julie though. It's
It's
Julia.
Julia.
Jules.
I know. I didn't like that either. Anyways, I'm indifferent on those kids, mainly because we haven't seen much of them.
Yeah. We've seen them every Christmas and when
Yeah,
Lonnie exited,
and
but
then they exited, but like remember for a good few weeks they were missing, and then we never saw them because they were sock babies. And then we only saw them for Christmas and occasional babysitting. I wish we could go back to an era of seeing characters raise their kids so we can have more connections with them.
Yeah, I want to see the kids.
I think that's because why I have such a connection with Vicky, because we're actually seeing Sarah and Xander raise them.
But we're not seeing a baby though. So it's the same thing.
Y yeah, definitely bring kids back to soaps,
But I
please.
will say,
But the point
overall,
I'm trying to make is we need to see these characters
I
actually
agree.
raising their
I
kids.
agree.
Like, remember when we used to see John and Marlena? Well, no, not John and Marlena, but Ro John taking the kids out for baseball practice or to the park or whatever have you. We see it, but Rachel. That's
Yeah,
why,
we actually, I feel like we've
even
seen
though
it
she's a little
more.
hellion, I like Rachel, a little badass.
I
I
So
think
much so you're actually using her name.
I feel
I
like we're.
never did like Rachel because she's just bad
No,
as
but you
hell.
always called her Brady Christina, so you like her
Because
enough to actually.
I feel like that was a waste opportunity not naming that baby Brady Christina. But that's just me.
But yeah, I was gonna say something. Oh yeah, overall these scenes were really sweet. I'm so happy Lonnie are back. I'm The story is a hit or miss for me. I don't hate it. It's fine. It's fine.
I like the Eli and Lonnie parts of it, but
Yeah.
is this a safe recorded space? Can I admit something?
I'm not liking the health aspect of Paulina.
Thank you. That's exactly where I was going.
I
Yeah.
felt it coming, so I wanted to say it for you. And you didn't know how to say it, but I'll say it. And let me tell you why I don't like it. It's because they're throwing everything in the Brando Corbin into this storyline.
They really
First
are
it was
because
first it
she's
was hyperthyroidism, and I
hyper we
got
went
that because that honestly could have been an amazing story, considering majority of Black women of a certain age have thyroid issues. My mother has thyroid issues. Both of my grandmothers have thyroid issues. My aunt has thyroid issues. It's very common, and it could have been a very enlightening story for, because let's face it, many women of a certain age watch the show. It could have been very enlightening. Me, because my mother for a minute didn't even realize it was her thyroid. She thought she was having heart issues because one of the symptoms of thyroidism is heart palpitation, sweating, all the things that Paulina was doing. That's why I immediately picked it. I said, it's her thyroid, y'all.
Which
Literally,
then you said
I
it in the group
said
chat
that to
many
y'all.
times. And then it became thyroid cancer, and we got
Cancer.
over.
And then we got over that because it was a little thrown it threw us, but we let it ride. Now she's having heart attacks. Now she needs a heart transplant.
We're
Then I
literally
thought
having.
about it earlier in the
Someone
year.
said
She was
on
having
Twitter.
panic attacks. They're
Shout
throwing
out.
the damn medical
Yeah.
book at her.
Shout out to some to Sixers on Twitter, because she said something absolutely hilarious, and I'm completely on board with it. I'm trying to find the tweet now, but she said, "What was it? Can if Paulina needs a heart ta transplant, can she be getting it from like the?" Characters in Salem and start rejecting it so we can kind of clean the canvas that way. It wasn't verbatim of what she said, but
That is hilarious.
I'm on board
But
of
yeah, I am kind of over Paulina's medical ailment alphabet soup. Like I'm over it.
yeah.
Mainly because
It's only been a few weeks.
I don't know how to say this except just to say it. Is that I don't think that playing sick is Jacque's strong suit. Jacque is the type of actress that you want to give the fun material to. You want her to come in and light up a room and be the center of attention for a good reason. And it just, Paulina isn't fun like this. And
I feel like
I miss fun Auntie P, to be honest.
I don't disagree. I do think Jack A can do heavy drama, but this is not where I'm enjoying her and where they're playing to her strength. But I feel like with every story, it's not just this one. And I've said it before, with every story concerning big families, and I'm saying big families because like I'm talking about like the Jarlena family, the Carver Price Grant family, I don't know, whatever some other family in town that I can think of right now, it always
The
focuses.
Bradys, the Hordens.
Yeah, thank you. My mind was free, like my mind froze. I had a brain freeze for a second. But anyway, what I'm saying is, it always focuses on the elder generation. And this is kind of where it's taking me out. Because most, with all of the other stories on the show as well, but with
Because
this
quite
family,
frankly,
it keeps focusing on Paulina. And I personally love
And
Paulina.
you have an amazing point, because this illness story that Paulina is going through could have dovetailed into an amazing story of John and Chanel, of Chanel questioning even getting married because she might lose her mother.
It could have played in a different.
It could have played into Lonnie and Eli having trouble in their marriage because, she literally just got home and she's dealing with this, and they can't get back to the place they were when she went to prison. There's so many ways they could dovetail this story into making it a younger generation show and a older generation show, but they're
Yeah.
choosing not to do it.
Or like have this story happen and exactly what you said, like another story for Elani here and another for Janelle there, and then tying it in a bow together with the storyline. Every storyline this family has had has kind of had Paulina as the main focus.
Which I
And
get because it's Jack A, but
yes, I get it, but also you want to build up the younger generation. Yeah, granted, Paulina slash Jack A hasn't been around for decades and decades, but she's Jack, it's Jack A. But I still feel like Lonnie and Chanel need to carry the torch, need to have, especially Chanel, like she's not established enough as a character. Like, granted, they could do so much more. Y'all know how much I've complained about lack of stories for Ilani. But I feel like Chanel is still underdeveloped as a character. Maybe not as
yes.
much as her pairing. Like, I'm like Johnny, I think he's worse off. But I feel like she needs that too. She needs that development. And constantly, yes,
I
I
would
love
like to see her
Paulina,
grow in her business.
but like constantly being overshadowed and not getting her stories. There's no
And
development for Chanel.
having her bakery being shut down every 6 months is
Yes,
not character
exactly.
development.
And yes, I do think like it, she should be a huge part of what's going on with Paulina. That's her mama. Like I get it. It makes
Yeah,
sense.
we're not saying they shouldn't be involved. What we're saying is they should be having more than
Yeah.
this.
Yeah,
She should
that's
get
my main issue too. They shouldn't just be supporting Paulina. They should be having their own story too. this has been like a constant issue for Chanel.
like, remember when characters used to have their story going? Well, there was a big medical crisis like this. They would still go into the waiting room or like another side room in the hospital and carry on conversations of their own story.
Yeah. Like,
I miss those days, but we do have to sort of segue into our last headline here because we are running a little bit long.
I do want to say a few other things. I noticed like that scene with Abe and Lonnie. I have a few things. So before y'all add your two cents, I'm just gonna go through them. I did like the whole thing. Like I enjoyed seeing Lonnie back, of course. I also liked seeing Abe and Lonnie talking. And before Abe walked up to her, she had this completely like zoned out look in her eyes, and Sal plays that very well. She did it when Abe was shot back in 2021, and it gives me that feeling. If Lonnie were around long term, I would want them to write a breakdown story for her, because Lonnie, even if she's putting up a happy front, she's bottling a lot of feelings inside, and you can tell by those nuances Sal gives.
I get out of prison. My dad doesn't remember me. My mom is on her deathbed. I miss my sister's wedding. I miss my children growing up. The Horton
My
house, like, there's a
thank
lot going on.
you.
That's the
And
Horton house
she,
is burned down.
like,
Things
think
aren't
about
the
it,
same.
Michael.
It's not easy for people to come out of prison and things aren't what they were.
Exactly. Like,
I
granted,
see it every day.
she's been mentoring in prison, but like when you think about it, Lonnie has been dealing a lot with a lot for the last 3 years, because she found out there that Abe wasn't her biological father. She's been lied to for 30 years. Her kids have been kidnapped that same year. Her real father, or biological father, because Abe is a real father, but her biological father showed up. He shot her husband. She ended up shooting her biological father. She went to prison. And then you add up all of this, these recent stuff, she's bound to break. And that's what like I would have liked to see if she was around long term. And Sal plays that so well. If you paid attention to her eyes when Abe walked up to her. You could see her almost breaking. And also, I like that Lonnie asked Abe, "Can I get a hug, Dad?" Oh, so good. So good.
That was a nice touch. I like that.
Anyway, that's all I got, I think. I will mention more in my praise because it's definitely about this return. But let's go to the next segment.
Right, so we've got fi Holly finally wakes up from her coma, and I was so happy that she's finally
Finally.
awake. I love the way they did it too. Like you hear her coughing in the monitor. And EJ and Nicole both thought it was the other one, and then you hear her say "mom," and they both shot up out of bed. Like it was just so nice just to kind of have Holly back and just to kind of see Nicole with Holly. I loved seeing Sarah in Doctor Mode. Can we have a Nicole Sarah friendship for the remainder of Nicole's time in Salem, please? Because I really do kind of enjoy that. I did enjoy their conversation.
I'm campaigning for Sarah to be chief of staff.
Also, Sarah being like, "I'm here for Holly. I have nothing for you" to EJ right now is like my favorite thing.
I was pleasantly surprised by
I
Sarah in
do
this
wish
episode. I
they would
enjoyed her.
have, I do wish they would have touched on the fact that Sarah is Holly's aunt.
They did. She
Didn't they?
literally said, "my niece."
It was fly by night. I feel
I.
like they're not connecting Maggie and Sarah to this story.
Fair, but that you did get acknowledgement, just not quite as deep as you wanted.
I guess. Yeah, I think that's the issue. Because quiet is kept, even though we hate it. Daniel Jones played a huge part in 2010's days.
Unfortunately.
So us acting like it doesn't exist kind of bothers me in no sense.
I also like that
If they're
they.
gonna play, if they're gonna play that, they need to play that Holly is basically Eric's child of heart and have the Jarlena family circling in on this. You know what
Also
I
like,
mean?
yeah, I
Because
also
it
like
really just
to.
seems very singular, like Nicole doesn't have or Holly doesn't have any family.
Well, also too, she literally just woke up 30 seconds ago, so maybe give it a little bit of time. Because I also don't think they want to overwhelm and overstimulate her.
Fair, but it just seems like this whole story felt very Nicole and Holly only have each other. You know what I mean?
Oh,
When
see,
I
I
know,
disagree. Because
like
when
they had
Holly.
people stopping by, yes, but it just doesn't seem like. I guess
See.
I'm going off of old school territory.
Yeah, you're not looking at it with a new point because we literally had this discussion in the hospital and we had a completely different you have completely changed point of views from where you were before they left. Because in the episodes before Holly left to go to Italy, you and I had the conversation where we realized how much support Nicole actually does have now based on how many people were in that room.
Yes, I guess it faded. And I guess I'm very much used to the old school. Like, if a family emergency happens like this, we have the whole damn family camping out in the hospital.
But that hasn't been that way with this show in 20 years.
Fair, I guess. I mean, it just seems weird. It seemed weird in the moment.
But I am happy that it does seem like she's at least her memory kind of came back to her because I do believe that she didn't fully remember anything in the moment. And based on the promo for next week, she is not going to let Tate take the fall for something he did not do, which makes me happy. And I'm kind of going to be really curious to see where Holly goes from here.
I really hope this doesn't affect Nicole and Brady's relationship.
Well, if Holly's going to be the one to free Tate, basically, so I
Yeah,
don't think so.
but I'm saying because quiet as kept, aside from Maggie, the Jarlena family is really the only family that Nicole has.
I
Because
think
I
things.
believe she's also close with Belle as well, because let's go back to when her and Eric were divorcing. Belle did not fuck with that divorce at all.
No, she did not. But Arya, what are your thoughts on Holly coming out of her coma?
I don't have a lot. I enjoyed the scenes, but she woke up finally.
It was very much, if that was going to happen this week, that should have been a huge chunk of story we should have saw. It shouldn't have been an end of the week thing.
It should have been, actually, it should have been this week's cliffhanger.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You, her waking up should have been the cliffhanger on Friday instead of like her hand moving being the cliffhanger on like Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Should have, like, if it was, if this story was
Because
airing back in the day, this would have been the cliffhanger.
it only took place in 2 days, and we've been waiting for like what, a few weeks or hell, months at this point. It's
Months at
months
this point,
for
yeah.
Holly to wake up.
Do we
Yeah.
have anything else to add, or should I move into my in other news section?
Let's move into in other news.
All right, we've got Alex and Kristen still worry about Teresa and Brady. Chad finds out about Everett and supports Stephanie. Steve and Ava continue to search for Trip and Wendy, and Trip and Wendy try to survive captivity, and I try to survive my boredom. So, Michael, I'm going to go to you first. What is your in other news pick?
I have two, actually.
Okay.
The Kristen and Alex stuff, random as hell.
But not enjoyable.
Yeah, it wasn't unenjoyable. It was just random as hell because do these people even know each other like that?
Barely.
And two, they're really trying to set up this quad when in all actuality it's only two people I really want to see together. And that's Brady and Teresa.
Interesting.
And even with that, I'm ready for Chloe to come home and knock that to smithereens.
Broey is your preferred ship, but Thrady is the ship you will settle for if you can't get what you want.
And quite honestly, Brady and Chloe have this weird thing with me where I ship them with everyone. Like,
Oh God, yeah, that's true, because you even shipped Brady and Melanie.
and hold on, don't you ever
Except for
come for that,
Phyllis.
because they had the hottest sex scene of 2010. That was the last good sex scene in days history.
It was not
Brady
fresh.
was wearing Melanie out, and y'all won't change my mind. Anyways,
You're entitled to your wrong opinion, but hey.
I'm very much okay. I wouldn't say it was the last hot sex scene. I would say that was the last in-depth sex scene we really got. Well, no, because Sarah and Xander with the hitting it from the back. But anyways,
Are you getting to a point?
yes, I'm getting to a point. I see it for a lot of Brady and Chloe's relationships. Like, I would like to see Broad together. But if that doesn't work, I could see Thrady. If that doesn't work, I could see Xander and Chloe. But if that doesn't work, I could see Zara. That whole little section of days, I'm fine with anything going except for Chloe and Phillip. Sorry. But the point I'm trying to make is get to the point already. End this wheel shit, and then go from there.
We still got a couple more months to go before we get there.
My second one, Chad comforts Stephanie because of the Everett stuff. Stephanie, I'm the one lone person who rides for you. I'm about to stop. I'm about to stop. Girl, get up. I'm begging you to get up. I'm imploring you to get up. Please get up. My sister would like to see you get up. My mother would like to see you get up. My grandmother would like to see you get up. I would like to see you get up. Get up. Please get up. This isn't it. This is not it. Even if dude is going through whatever he was going on. You just found out that whole relationship that you had in Seattle was a lie. It was a lie. Get up. Stand up. I want you to do like Aunt Maggie did in the 70s and get your ass up.
Okay, okay.
And that's...
Get up in what context? Get up and get away from Everett? Get up and get away from Chad? Or get up and get away from both?
Get up and stand up in your pussy. Get up. You don't need these men. These men need you. Let's be clear on that. Stand up. Stop being everybody's fucking option. You are the prize. Stand up. You are a fucking PR maven, bending yourself in pretzel positions, and not in a good way for men. Lackluster men, men who aren't even worth your energy, get up. I'm sorry. I've had my fill of it. We've seen you cycle through three lackluster ass men. And for what? You was a shapely woman, ma'am. You can have any woman you want. Any woman. Any man you want.
I mean, hey, at this point,
I'm hell, any woman too. Get up. Be the mother I know you can be. I see it for you, Stephanie, but you're not doing it. Ugh. It just bothers me because this is a kiss of death. You know what this reminds me of? Stephanie Cameron's Jennifer.
Oh.
And I do not want you to get to the point where you finally find your footing and it's too late.
All right. Well, Ari, and I hate to have to see you follow that up, but I'm going to ask you to anyway. What is your another
news? That, the shit, that was my read of the week, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm not even going to ask because that was it.
I was going to say Chad finds out about Everett and supports Stephanie, but Michael took that. I guess, oh my God, I have nothing.
If you want to skip, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
The last two
I'm skipping.
It's okay. You can defer.
Yeah, I'm skipping.
All right. I am going to pick the Everett stuff only to comment on the Jada of it all. I kind of love that Jada gives no fucks. I know that was incredibly unprofessional in that moment because I did not like how she was handling Chad and being like, I can understand her having smoke for Everett. That was fine. Like, you have no...
Chad was in her way. I understand that. I've been dealing with that for 12 years now.
Okay, turn your bias off about Chad for 1 second and tell me how it makes sense to ask Chad why he's buddy-buddy with the man who killed his wife.
That was unprofessional. It was.
Thank you.
It was. I'll give you that. But then again, you're talking to the wrong person because I don't believe in all facets of professionalism. If I had to get some shit off my chest, I got to get that shit off my chest. Why, Chad? Because she brought up a good point. Sad, but true.
But I am excited. Like, I am enjoying what this story is doing for Jada, like the different parts of Jada that we're getting to see. But I need to kind of figure out what is happening with Everett because I'm thinking less and less that it's DID. I don't know what it is.
You think he's just a con?
I don't know. That's the thing. I have no idea what it is. I'm low-key intrigued, but I don't need Stephanie circling back to Chad either. And I
what
don't
if Jason quartermained him? Like he was Bobby, but he had the accident. Now he's Everett Lynch, and we just gonna have to deal with that.
I would see if they were going to do that. I wish they would have done that with the character who mattered.
Yeah.
Because that story loses its punch if it's not somebody we care about.
Random question, but if you had to pick a character, who would it be to do that? My pick is Johnny.
Mine, actually, I think would maybe be Brady
Hmm.
or EJ, one of the two, Brady or EJ, because it would have to be a
I,
character.
well, see, to me personally, I feel like they're too old for that. That's it's too late in the game for that. We've settled up their characters at this point. I feel like if we were to do that, we would have to do it with a newer character, like someone we were introduced to in the last 5 years. Now, Trip, that would be an amazing story, actually.
You could do it with Trip. You could do it with Allie if Allie were here.
See, the only what reason I would say no to that is because she has children.
Yeah.
Like as much as I would like to get Sierra away from the necktie killer and back to Theo, I wouldn't even do that to Sierra because she has two kids. You see what I mean? I just feel like that would just be a detrimental blow to wipe someone's memory and personality completely, and they have children.
All right. Well, yeah, I agree. So we're gonna have to ruminate on that, ruminate on that, and come back to
That
that.
could honestly be a good top five. Like, if we
Yeah.
could Jason Quartermain any character, who
Who would
would it
it
be?
be? All right. And at what point will we take them back to? We are going to save that for later, and we are going to move into our segments for Michael's Reading Rainbow. Please see his second in other news pick, which means we are going to move. We are going to move into praise or shade.
Girl,
Mike,
get up.
Michael, are you praising or shading?
I'm going to praise this week. Holly waking up gave me ample opportunity to see my mother, Nicole Walker Brady, mothering. It pleased me to no end. Actually, I have two praises. The little tidbit we saw of Erica Sloan as well. I need to see more of this story. It's a whole baby switch. We can't fade that to black.
Yeah, you're about to get more of it, but it's going to have a different Sloane for the next 3 days. Oh, that was the bit of news we forgot. Sloane is being temporarily recasted for three episodes starting next week.
Wasn't news. That.
But I mentioned it.
Was she sick or?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I think Jessica Safferty has cemented herself enough that I don't want to see anybody else in the Sloane role.
Oh, well, too late because it's coming.
I don't like it.
Like it or not, here she comes.
It's just the 3 days. It's just the 3 days. I bite the bullet. But
Heard
yes.
Michael's back and forth. Oh my. He's like, I don't want it. She's coming. I don't want it, here
Well, what are you
comes. What?
praising
Were you
or
done, Michael?
shading?
Yeah, I'm done. But Nicole Walker Brady, 2024.
So, my praise, speaking of mothers, the mother is back, Lonnie Price Grant. I'm so happy about it. It was great seeing her out of prison and back.
Also, I just want to point out now that she's out of prison, and I can't, I that I wouldn't feel like rubbing it in your face. The same vitriol y'all have for me when I go up for Kate and Nicole, I'm gonna have to have it with you when it comes to Lonnie.
I never go
You
against you
won't
when.
have to though, because see, the good thing about Arya is she can acknowledge when her faves do wrong things, and she can call Lonnie messy and acknowledge that
Listen,
Lonnie has been
Michael,
messy. The thing is
I
with me,
were they
Lonnie
wrong,
being
or
chaotic,
were they wrong, or were they just trying to get the ends to the
there.
means, much like Lonnie?
Listen, Nick and I, we have the tagline for Lonnie. Chaotic on her best day. And I'm here for it. I like Lonnie messy. That's why one of the many reasons I enjoy her. So I'm open for the messy. And I'm not really against you for like standing or defending Kate and Nicole. Like I love Kate. I'm kind of indifferent about Nicole right now. Like, I don't feel one way or another. I don't.
You want Nicole to go back to 10 years ago, and I keep telling you,
20, but yes.
character development and movement.
Yeah, I mean, that can't happen to her anymore. I've kind of accepted that.
That would desecrate a good 10 years of story on her end.
Yeah, I guess. But anyway, if you stand them, you stand them. Like, I love Kate. Like, I'm never.
I'd be getting tomatoes and rocks thrown at me trying to
I don't
defend my
throw
girlfriend.
tomatoes at you for Kate. Like, I love Kate.
Because you can't let your faves stand in their wrongness. They can still be your favorite and be wrong in the
Exactly.
moment.
But either way, like back to the Prison Shade, I was super happy to see Lonnie back. And remember, Michael, 2 months ago, I told you it's all about timing, which it ended up being about because here she is. She's happy, not happy, but happy per se, but she's out and I'm happy. And it was great seeing Ilani back. I love the moments we got with Abe and Lonnie. I thought that hug with Abe, not Abe. Oh, actually, that was cute too. But I thought that hug with Eli, Chanel, and Lonnie was super cute. Like, there was moments here and there that I really enjoyed. Overall, they get the praise for me this week. Lonnie, the mother is back, and next week, both my mothers are interacting, and I'm gonna flip you.
Oh, we're all gonna flip. We're all gonna have moments
I'm
next week.
so excited. So yes, that's my praise.
All right. Well, I am gonna be the lone person and I am going to shade because I feel like I have to
Oh,
be equal.
boo.
Oh my
Oh,
no.
my.
I feel like I have to be equal opportunity. And if I'm gonna shade GH for something, I have to shade Days when they do the same thing. GH has a thing about being very performative on social media, and Days is sort of segueing into that. With all of this promotion of Black excellence towards the end of Black History Month on their Instagram page, which is
Did
great.
they? Yep,
Yes, they did.
they did.
They
That's
sent
performative. That's a little strange.
exactly. You're highlighting, you're highlighting Jack A and James being on the news talking about Black excellence in daytime. You did a special highlight piece on Elia Cantu and her special talents beyond just acting, which is all just great, wonderful, and we love the content. However, if you want to talk about Black excellence, you should also have that translate onto the screen. Your stories need to translate as well, because otherwise, what you say behind the scenes isn't going to matter. Because you can talk about Black excellence all the live long day, but if you turn on the TV and your Black characters are either not there, barely there, or being degraded whenever they air,
Or only on MLK and Juneteenth.
it just rings hollow. And GH does this performative bullshit all the time with Terry.
And
They
Felix.
and Felix, they bring them out, they wish them happy birthday, they get all sorts of glad and pride recognition, when it's Pride Month, but then the characters are gone and have no story.
Or they
So
have Amy big back ass ruin it for Terry.
I have to be equal opportunity. And, when I see Days making similar moves, I gotta call it out. So that is why I am calling out the Days social media team being very performative when it comes to Black excellence. And
Okay,
that
I'll
is my
take my
shade.
boo back.
I knew you would once you heard what it was.
Makes complete sense. I saw it too, and I was like, okay, but can that translate to the show? Like, it's great that y'all are doing this, but like, it
Memories
needs
of
to
Black
be.
excellence and Abe can't even remember.
Do we have any final thoughts?
No, actually, you said it so well. Like, your shade was so good. All
My
right.
final thought is unkill Lexi.
No.
I wouldn't hate it. I actually thought about it today. No, Tony, we do it all the time. I actually would like to see Abe being like, okay, Lexi is back, and I believe that's his biggest love, the love of his life. And now he has found Paulina. Like, he loves her too. So, like, being torn. Don't know. I would like to see it. And besides,
Like, I wouldn't mind it. I just,
but Renee,
like,
it would have to be Renee for me. And she is retired.
and
I
she's
don't
retired.
ever.
She doesn't want to do it. I don't need to see Lexi number five. I don't need to see Lexi
You
number
don't.
five.
I mean, I
No,
could
it's
live with
Renee
it.
or no one
No,
from, or
it's Renee or no one. She was Lexi for 20 years. No.
I get that. I really do. And look who you're talking to. You know I stand Renee's Lexi. I just feel that it would be great story. And quite frankly, it's a loose end that needs to be tied.
No,
Because
it's not a loose end. She's dead. That's not loose.
For me, it's a loose end that needs to be tied. Because to me personally, I feel like Abe can never fully get into a relationship because he never really got any full closure on Lexi, death or not.
How do you figure that? She literally died in
Speaking
his
of
arms.
Lexi, there's a spoiler.
Yeah, I just saw that spoiler
Some.
of someone from beyond the grave visiting Abe and Paulina.
Well, I guess.
So, as we have seen, Beyond the Grave could be in a tube in Megan's basement.
So we will see where this goes, and we will continue this conversation off air because we
Wouldn't
have
be
to wrap
opposed
this
to
up.
seeing Lexi again because that is Mother, one of my all-time favorite characters on these ever. I miss her. I miss her.
And I miss Lexi too, but for me, it's Renee or bust.
I can see, I get it because it's the same way for me. Because Renee is Lexi Carver. Even if we had other actresses playing her, I want her back. Anyway,
Goodbye.
bye, all.
Everybody.
See you next week.